This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Pets Aloud, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Joy's very own show about pets. My name is Oz, keeping you company today, and joining me in the Joy studio is one of my favourite vets, our resident vet, Dr. Alan Bolton. Welcome.
Hello.
How are you going?
Good. Good to be here.
I think we're sort of still reeling from last week.
The radiothon week. What did we get? 13 memberships?
It was incredible. 13 memberships, over $1,000 in donations. We're pretty chuffed.
We were very happy. Very, very happy.
And overall, Joy did an amazing job at raising money as well as membership all through the week, which will assist this fabulous organisation that is Joy.
That's right. And now winter has well and truly arrived and it doesn't look like it's going away anytime soon. So just like us, our four-legged friends can feel the effects of winter's cold chill. As pet owners, it's important for us to make sure our furry friends are kept happy and healthy throughout the season. So today on Pets Aloud, we're talking about all the ways you can look after your furry friend this winter.
Now, keeping our pets fit and healthy during winter is important for all of us. We want to hear from you. Tell us how you keep your pooch and your kitty fit during winter.
Great shows, great topics, great radio. Joy 94.9.
Now, also coming up on the show today.
It's Friday, and what better way to celebrate than to flash back to our story last year about why cats are great to having around in winter.
We also chat to the wonderful Kevin about how to keep your dog fit and healthy during winter.
That's right, and all your other favourite Pets Aloud segments are coming your way.
The Pets Aloud News Wrap. A look at the news of the week from the Lost Dogs Home.
It is indeed that time of the program where we check out the news of the week at the Lost Dogs Home. Now, over the coming months, we will be introducing you to a number of rescues that have been assisting us with finding homes for our shelter animals.
That's right. In our first feature, we met Morella from Alaskan Malamute Rehoming Aid Australia and find out just how Marty is travelling. When we first met 10-year-old Marty earlier this year, he was severely malnourished and he had really, really bad entropion, which meant that he couldn't see at all. He had surgery. It took a number of surgeries to repair his eyes so that he could see. And then he spent some time with our foster care, Alison.
We actually heard a story a few months back now with Alison about what Marty was like. And he was, despite his age, full of beans and just had a real zest for life. But this eye condition was holding him back.
That's right.
Up until he had the surgery at our shelter. And in April this year, Marty was ready to move into the care of the Alaskan Malamute Rehoming Aid organisation in Victoria. And we met Morella in this feature, who represents their Victorian body, and she was just, head over heels over Marty, and was pretty confident that they would be able to find him a good foster, which they did. So he spent some time in foster with Bev and Michelle, mother and daughter. He's been doing well.
That's
in there,
right.
Alan?
It's still early days, but he's pretty much, Morella's confident that he will be ready to be adopted out very soon. They've got a family interested in him and look forward to seeing how he goes with them. It's interesting. I have a client called Stephanie who has a Malamute who she brought over from Ireland some years ago. And she was in this week and she knows these people and she says he's doing really well and he's ready for adoption.
Oh, terrific. It's just one of those great stories and we look forward to hearing more from our rescues over the next few months. We might even do, a bit of a special on PAL over the next couple of months on that too. If you would like to read Marty's story with the Alaskan Malamute Rescue, check out dogshome.com. Also up on our website this week, we launched our Rescue Partnerships program, Alan.
That's right. So finding loving homes for the dogs and cats in our care is central to our work at the Lost Dogs Home. And Rescue Partnerships help us reach our goal and help those animals who need a little extra attention or perhaps just a bit more care before they find a home. Mm. We really want to expand our work with rescue and develop our rescue program, and we've formalized an application process. Mm-hmm. And we'd really invite all rescue groups who are interested in assisting the home to contact our rescue coordinator, who happens to be Kevin,
yes.
who's on here some weeks. So
yeah.
They can visit dogshome.com or contact Kevin on 9321-8763 or email rescue@dogshome.com.
If you'd like to check out that form, yeah, simply log on to dogshome.com and you can actually download it there. There's a couple of pointers there as to how to go about filling it out. But if you do have any questions, all you need to do is just give Kevin a bell or email him. So that's pretty exciting. And now it's time for...
This week's Pet of the Week.
Oh, Alan, you know I have a soft spot for tabbies.
Mm-hmm.
And we have one fine tabby up in our Echuca shelter who needs a home, and I'm just going to be parading him about over the next minute or so.
Go ahead.
His name is Bosco, and he has this really cute picture up on our website, dogshome.com. He's like got this really gorgeous pouch, and he's really looking engaging, saying, you know, take me home with you. So he is a tabby with some white markings. He's only 7 months old, so you know, he'd still have sort of kitten characteristics, even though he is developing into an adult cat.
And it's quite sad because he spent 144 days at the shelter in Echuca, so he spent more than half his life there. So he needs a home.
Exactly. So you know, his place is on your lap. Mm-hmm. Hanging out with you on a winter evening. Yes. Enjoying your favorite TV show. Or tuning into Joy, actually. Bosco is bright and happy, and he's just keen to break out of the shelter walls and find a new place to call home. Like all young cats, Bosco still loves to play and investigate his surroundings. With plenty of affection to share and a positive outlook on life, Bosco is sure to make a wonderful feline companion. So Bosco's ID number is 985730. He's been health checked, vaccinated, wormed, microchipped, you know,
the works,
as with all our adoption candidates. And until June 30, all our cats aged 6 months and over are actually free. So we're waiving the
adoption fees. And, you know, we really need people to help us adopt these cats out. I checked this morning and I didn't check what we had in Echuca, but we have 136 adult cats in North Melbourne who are ready for adoption.
We're just talking about adult cats, so cats at age 6 months and over. And, and you've got to think, you know, how many more kittens we do have that, like a Bosco, will be growing up in our care. So please, if you've been considering for a while, think about Bosco and all our other cats. Our shelter location address for our Campaspe shelter is 520 Mackenzie Road, Echuca. You can, of course, check all the details out at dogshome.com. The name again of our Pet of the Week, Bosco, number 985730. Now, if you missed any of those details, do keep listening, because we remind you at the end of the program after our dog date segment. But with cold temperatures and short days, winter can make us long for the warm summer heat. Coming up, we'll find out why hanging out with our cats is a great way to pass time this winter through our Friday flashback.
Joy Melbourne is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse lesbian and gay communities, enabling freedom of expression, the breaking down of isolation, and the celebration of our culture, achievements, and pride.
All throughout the program today, our resident Dr. Alan Bolton and I are talking about winter and pets.
That's right. Sigmund Freud once said that time spent with a cat is never wasted. And for cat owners, we know that when it's cold outside, there's nothing better than spending time with our favourite feline curled up on the couch in front of the TV or reading a book. Last winter, Oz caught up with a couple of cat owners and the owner of an unusual cat dog at the Lost Dogs Home to find out how their cat let them know it's winter.
So how do you know it's winter time at your household with your cat?
Oliver is an older cat. I think he actually feels the cold a lot more than a younger cat would. He's continuously seeking out the warmth. I do worry about him because he does lay next to the heater and actually rest his head on the base of the heater, but appears to enjoy that thoroughly. And when the heater's not on, he's either, you know, in bed with me or cuddling on the couch. So, yeah, I mean, he takes full advantage of any sunlight that's coming through the day, but as soon as that's gone, he's seeking out the heater and my cuddles.
And I suppose that's a good idea, though, in terms of just watching out your pets getting too close to heating as well, because, you know, you don't want them to receive burns as a result.
Yeah, absolutely. I genuinely, like, do worry about that, and I'll often go up and sort of, like, push him back and make sure that he drinks a lot too, because when he comes up from, like, you know, a four-hour rest in front of the heater, he looks drunk, like, you know, severely dehydrated and really hot. And
so access to a lot of water is important, and having it located around the house perhaps, because, you know, we spend 8 hours a day at work.
Yeah, that's right.
Hi, my name is Jacqueline and I work at the Lost Dogs Home, and I'm a proud owner of a Maltese Shih Tzu, and her name is Chanel.
Now, we are doing a bit of a vox pop on cats, but you have a bit of a cat dog, I hear.
That's correct.
What makes Chanel more of a cat than a dog?
Well, she wakes up in the morning and she stretches probably about 6 or 7 times. She hibernates right throughout winter and likes to sleep from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then, you know, gets up to have something to eat and then decides to go back to sleep again. So we'll sleep from about 6 p.m. till the next morning, 8 o'clock in the morning.
That is so cat.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It certainly is.
To find a dark, warm spot to hibernate in for a few hours.
Yes.
And I'm the proud owner of a ginger tabby named Bowie.
Now, you can tell that it's winter time in your household because Bowie's behaviour changes a little bit.
It does. He usually doesn't like to be held or cuddled or come near you, basically, but in the winter you can usually coax him down off his perch and he'll have a cuddle on your chest and snuggle in, and in the nighttime he'll seek warmth and come and sleep in our bed, which he never ever does, but he gets right in there between us, even under the sheet sometimes, and just gets warm that way. So it's a kind of a treat for us, but as soon as spring comes and the weather warms up, he's out again and on his own.
Mr. Independent.
Yes, that's right. But yeah, we still love him, obviously.
That there was Kylie telling us all about her heat-seeking cat, Bowie, and I certainly can relate to that at the moment with Jeff. Jeff just wants to rule the bed, Alan, at the moment.
Johnny's got his own bed, actually.
Oh, really?
He comes in at about 6 o'clock in the morning and just jumps on the bed there and just sits there.
Is the bed in your bedroom?
He's got his favourite chair, and that's where he always is.
Yeah, so I mean, we've brought in Jeff's bed into the bedroom so that we can just kindly push her off.
and she's got somewhere to go.
And she's got somewhere to go. So, yeah, we'll be certainly talking a bit more about that, how to keep your cats warm and look out for them during winter.
We sure will. So there are clouds overhead, the wind is chilly, and there is a slight dampness in the air. You're faced with the winter blues, and chances are your dog could well be as well. Up next, we will give you some tips on how you can look after him or her this winter.
Great shows, great topics, great radio. Joy 94.9.
You're tuned into Pets Aloud, and my name is John Oz. And all throughout today's program, sorry, that's
Where
probably
that
one of the
from?
Funniest things I've slipped up. I don't know. I feel like John at the moment. I don't know. Anyway, all throughout today's program, I'm joined by our resident vet, Dr. Alan Bolton, and with winter well
Whose
underway.
Cat is called John?
Whose cat?
It's called John.
Oh, possibly. Yeah, oh, okay. That's why Johnny. Yeah. Winter is well underway, and as the mercury drops, as pet owners, we need to make sure that our furry companions are all happy throughout the season. Alan, so look, we need to start off with outdoor dogs because, okay. you know, people do have outdoor dogs. I mean, a lot of us love to keep our pets indoors, but for whatever reason, you know, people do keep their dogs outdoors as well. So what are your suggestions, particularly around this time of the year, if people plan to keep their dogs
outdoors? Look, I guess some dogs are much more resilient and resistant to cold temperatures than others. And if they're used to being outside, then they're going to live outside, and that's fine. Like you said, I mean, my dogs live indoors and they would hate being outside. I guess you know, small dogs won't do so well outdoors. Older dogs we need to be careful with. If they are staying outside, you need to make sure that they've got a decent draft-free kennel, that it's somewhere sheltered, so it provides shelter from rain, frost and wind. They need lots of good bedding. And I guess if they're outdoors in the cold, they probably need to feed them a bit more because they're going to bone it up.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. So just even going about their normal daily life.
I guess so. Keeping warm. Yeah, if it's really cold.
Burn up more calories.
Yep.
Okay. And in terms of, would you give them some indoor time too?
I think so. I mean, what's the point in having a dog if it's outside all the time? And certainly, you know, the dogs that we find coming into the home a lot are dogs that people just leave outside and don't really interact with. So I think when you're at home, they should probably be in with you if at all possible, or else you should be out with them.
Yeah.
You know, but I
engaging, think socializing, yes, obviously.
You have to engage and you have to play and keep them active.
Yeah. What about indoor dogs? How do we keep them happy and healthy through the winter months?
Well, they're pretty straightforward because not much changes really. I guess, you know, if you've got lots of heating on, they, and especially if they've got sort of thick coats, then they probably want to have somewhere cool that they can go, just so that they can pick and choose. You need to keep exercising them, so if you keep walking them as you do normally. If you don't want to take them out, then exercise them indoors. You can play games, and I guess just, you know, for all dogs, make sure that they've got access to food and water.
Yeah, we'll have more tips on exercising your dogs coming up soon. But one other thing that I wanted to add to that is keeping them hydrated. We do tend to sort of forget that in the cooler months, thinking that, you know, that might not need as much water, but they always do.
Yeah. And, you know, it's more an issue in summer. And most healthy dogs and cats, with access to water, will look after that themselves. You don't need to worry about that. I guess if they're ill, then dehydration can be a symptom of that. But as long as they've got access to clean water, they'll sort themselves out.
So what about our golden oldies out there? How do we make sure that they're happy?
They certainly feel the cold more. And especially, you know, just like older people, I guess they get stiffer if they've got arthritis. You know, they're not quite so, don't find it so easy to move. So they need a warm bed. Lots of people have heated beds for them.
Yes.
Which is very nice.
Yep.
And it's worth, you know, if you notice any of these problems, it's probably best just to talk to your vet about anything that can sort of help them along.
Mm-hmm. And with your senior pets, do you do anything in particular?
Maybe they exercise a little bit less. I have two older dogs and one young dog, and my two older dogs are very bonded and do everything together. So they always sleep together. You know, they've got a really nice bed. They probably don't get walked as much in winter. And I tend to take Hector out by himself before work, just because he's ready to go. And they're funny. Even when they were young, they never really get up before 11:30 in the morning. They'll get up and they go out to the garden and go to the toilet, and then they come back in and they both go to bed. Yeah. They're not. They're pretty lazy.
Don't force them. Just
well,
let
we don't,
them be.
You know. Yeah. And they will not go for walks before 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah. They will not do it. Yeah. Whereas Hector likes going, so he gets up and gets his own walk in the morning.
Okay. And finally, grooming and paw care. We generally advise pet owners not to get their dogs particularly clipped right back.
Really short, which is just common sense, really, isn't it?
For greyhounds and other breeds that have the really short coat to...
And really thin skin. Greyhounds and Whippets have really, really thin skin.
They do.
So they are dogs that probably that do need coats when they're out and about.
Yeah.
But most dogs with normal coats and normal skin thicknesses do quite well without coats. Mm-hmm. Mine hate coats.
Yeah. So it's a case by case thing.
Yeah.
Really. And what about paw care?
Look, I guess sometimes cold weather can dry them out a bit. So just keep an eye on it. You probably don't want to wash them too much. Again, but just watch.
Yeah. And if they do get a little cracked, just apply some Vaseline.
Yeah, you can do that. Yep.
Terrific. Well, that's just a few tips there on keeping your dogs happy during winter. Now, exercising your dog is another key way you can make sure your pooch remains happy and healthy this winter. Up next, we talk to the Lost Dogs Home Rescue Coordinator, dog dancing guy and PAL presenter Kev about how he keeps his dogs active and how you could too this winter.
Bringing a little joy to your life. Joy 94.9.
Now, for many of us, winter can be a time where we find it hard to motivate ourselves to go out and exercise. Many of us would rather spend the time inside where it's warm rather than going outside and braving the cold.
Regardless of what the weather is like outside, our canine companions need fresh air and exercise in order to stay happy and healthy. This week, our producer Sam caught up with the Lost Dogs Home Rescue Coordinator, PAL presenter and proud pooch parent Kevin to find out how you can keep your faithful pooch active during winter.
Dogs like consistency. So if during summer and spring we're all happy, we're getting out and about and exercising our dogs and all of that kind of thing, and then all of a sudden it becomes winter and we're all sitting inside watching Netflix or, you know, watching TV, our dogs are going to get bored because they're not keeping that mental and physical stimulation up. So it's really important to make sure that you still get your dog out for a walk, because or do some training with them or something like that, because otherwise they get bored, and if they get bored, they get destructive.
So what are some activities you could do outside during winter to keep your dog nice and active?
Your dog's not going to mind if you actually go out for a walk in the rain. You can purchase a little raincoat for them as well as one for yourself. It's more about us than about our dogs. They're all always happy to go rain, hail or shine. But, you know, just keeping them dry and making sure when you get home you give them a towel down, that kind of thing. You can also go out into the backyard and hide some treats around so that they have something to do, something to forage. Instead of just feeding them in their bowl, you could also think about throwing their food out, scattering it out across the yard so that they have to search for it and find all their food. And outside, even just taking the ball out and playing with them, but also doing sort of the obedience training, that kind of stuff as well.
So what about senior pets?
If you have an older dog, you really need to take it slow, because a lot of older dogs tend to start getting arthritis and they hurt during winter just like we do, because when it gets cold. So just about not going at a too fast a pace, so keeping that pace really quiet for them, slow for them, depending on what they're capable of.
What activities could you perhaps do with a dog inside? Is it somewhere where you could perhaps continue your obedience training with them?
Inside, there's so many different things that you can do. You can play hide and seek with your dog. So if you get someone to sit with them in another room and you go and hide yourself, and then they're allowed to leave and they have to try and find you. And you could also hide some treats around the house and get them to search for them and find them. There's plenty of other activities that you can do inside as well. So teaching them tricks or teaching them and continuing on with their obedience training.
What type of exercises do your dogs do during winter?
My dogs, they love winter because they come inside and we do trick training and that kind of stuff as well. And it's a lot of fun, and then they play with each other and then they're tired by the end of it and they fall asleep on the couch. And that's fine because they've had that burst of stimulation where they've got out all of their energy and then they're exhausted for the rest of the night. Our dogs, you know, really need that continual training and consistency from you in terms of the exercise that they would have had normally if it was nice outside.
That there was Rescue Coordinator and PAL presenter Kevin talking about the ways that you can keep your dog happy and active during winter. And I need to credit Ben Sound for the last two packages for the terrific music that we've been playing in the background there. This is Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9, and we are looking at your pets during winter. We've talked a bit about dogs and exercising dogs, but what about cats? I mean, you know, people tend not to think that cats need exercise, but it is recommended that they are exercised about 20 minutes per day.
That's right. And if they, you know, I guess if they've got access to go outside, they're pretty good at looking after themselves during the day and getting some exercise. So often it's indoor cats or cats that have access to outside but don't particularly like going outside. So you need to get involved and need to play with them and get them active. I mean, fishing toys are the obvious ones. They love chasing those things around.
They do. They do. I can vouch for that.
Yes, me too.
There's a thing called de bird, which looks like a bird as you fling it around.
Yep.
And they really enjoy...
We sell loads of those in the clinic.
We do.
They're Georgie's favourite thing. Georgie's our clinic receptionist, and she found this thing because she had a really, really demanding cat.
Okay.
Who used to get... He had all sorts of behavioral issues. He was a very strange cat. But she got one of these toys and she started exercising him twice a day at the same time every day. And it sorted out a lot of his personality disorder.
Okay.
And he became a much more pleasant cat to live with.
Well, look, I'm a more pleasant person when I exercise and I move about.
That's true.
So
That's a good point.
It kind of makes sense. Look, and the cats are frugal too. So you don't need to fork out large sums of money to entertain them and exercise them. So even just scrunching up, I don't know if this sounds really cheap, but scrunching up a ball of foil or paper is entertaining enough. Mum uses bottle caps of plastic bottles, provided that they're, you know, not too small, for her to play with. And her cat actually does this kind of hockey maneuver thing, which is loads of fun to watch. So, you know, be creative in making your own cat toys as well.
Yeah. My cat uses the dog. Because I got a puppy and a kitten at roughly the same time, and they're both about a year and a half now.
Yeah.
They're buddies, and they play, and they go up and down the hallway and up and down the hallway, and the cat goes over the furniture and the dog goes under the furniture, and then they all do it again.
It's such a busy household in the Bolton family, isn't it?
The Bolton Carandees family.
All right. Well, hopefully you found those tips handy there. This is Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9. Like dogs, our cats can also feel the chill when it's cold outside. Up next, we're going to explore ways you can look after your marvellous moggies this winter.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 would like to congratulate GPS, that's Gordon, Paul and Sangeet, on reaching the wonderful milestone of 8 years on air. While most of us are still snoozing at 7 a.m. on a Sunday morning, these three reliable volunteer presenters are already up and about helping to entertain and get your day started right. Do be sure to tune in from 7 to 9 a.m. this Sunday to wish the trio a very happy anniversary, sending your greetings via SMS, email or by calling 1-300-JOY-949.
Now, all throughout today's program, we are looking at caring for pets throughout winter. The arrival of winter brings around many changes for us, including the exchange of our light summer clothes to warmer winter attire. Winter also means changing needs for your cats. Now, Alan, we've talked all about dogs. What about your cats? What do you need to do if you're keeping an indoor cat during winter?
Well, indoor cat probably doesn't change that much because the environment doesn't change, but I guess it will be warmer. So just like with dogs, maybe they should have access to somewhere that isn't that hot if you can do that.
Yeah.
Also
with that heat thing, monitoring them around heaters, as Beck mentioned earlier in the
program. Sometimes they get really close.
They
do. Too close, way too close.
And they fall asleep there too. So
kind of maybe you want to sort of cut off access to that.
Have a grill.
They can't get too close. Older cats often have arthritis, and cats don't show it in the same way as dogs because because we don't take cats for walks. So cats will hide lots of things by just sleeping a little bit more or moving a little bit less, which you don't really notice. Whereas with your dog, if you're taking him or her for a walk and she's getting stiff and sore, you kind of pick up on it straight away.
Sure.
So it's probably worth getting older cats checked out. Again, they need a warm bed. You might, if they're finding it a bit hard getting up to it, you might have to move it somewhere or give them a bit of a ladder or a bit of a step. But often actually moving their beds, I mean, cats are pretty independent and they sleep where they sleep. And you don't have much control over it.
Yes.
So,
but providing them sort of easier access
Access, and
they do like to sit up high.
Yes.
So, you know, still giving them that ability to get up there. Yeah.
But certainly if they're getting old, get them checked over by your vet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about outdoor cats? Or actually, before we get to that, indoor cats and diet, would there be any changes?
Well, indoor cats, again, indoor cats tend to put weight on anyway, and they tend to get bored. So indoor cats are the ones you really have to exercise. But other things you could think about are like feeding balls, so that you can put dry food in the ball and they have to chase it around to get it out.
Okay.
And then it kind of occupies them and gives them a little bit of exercise. So that's always a good idea.
Yeah. Would you feed them more wet food as well to keep up the liquids?
No,
or?
I mean, I'm not a big fan of wet food.
You're not, I know.
I mean, my cat doesn't get any wet food.
Yeah.
So... No.
Okay. That was easy.
Other people may disagree, but I just hate the smell.
Yes, in and when it goes in and when it comes out too. So outdoor cats, obviously all cats need to come indoors overnight.
Yes.
But if your cat does spend time outside, what are some things that you need to consider?
Well, I guess, I mean, if it's got an outdoor shelter, raise it off the ground, make sure it's, you know, it's dry and warm. Cat flaps are really good, you know.
Yes.
Yes, so get a cat flap, but make sure you train your cat to come in at night, which you can do by calling it, giving it treats, and then you can lock the cat flap so it can't get out. Garages and cats, actually. We were talking about this while the song was playing.
Absolutely. We need to be mindful that cats can get into cars. So engines and mud flaps to stay warm and out of the climate. So the best thing to do is to check these when you're heading into work. So just give yourself
because
a couple of minutes.
They'll head there because it's warm, you know.
So. Absolutely. And it has happened. I know many cases. When I first started working at the home, I did a reunion story with a cat that got into a mud flap and travelled for about 5 or so K, so not a long distance, but still quite scary. This person parked their car and then the cat just crawled out, and then they were like very surprised, obviously.
Yes. I remember it happening when I was a kid and going to school, and our cat, I think mum stopped to go to the bank or the ATM or something.
Oh, it happened to you?
Yeah. If they had ATMs back then. Yeah. And the cat jumped out.
Yes. Yeah.
So it does happen. It's really common.
Yeah.
And so they can get injured in there.
Absolutely. So do check the mud flaps as well as the engine, the bonnet of your car. Just finally, feeding time.
That's right. I guess if you're leaving cat food outside for your cat, I guess it could freeze, although not so likely here.
No. But if you live in the fringe, sort of outer parts of Melbourne or Victoria, it can get quite cold.
But I guess the other thing about feeding your cat outdoors, it's better if you feed your cat indoors, because that way you're encouraging it to come in at night. Whereas if you're feeding it outdoors, it's going to stay out. And also, if you're feeding outdoors, all sorts of things can eat that food. And that's probably not ideal.
Alrighty, good tips there. And if you do have any questions, you can always stay in touch with us. Visit our profile page at joy.org.au. You are listening to Joy 94.9. Coming up, we will tell you all about our animal-friendly events coming up in Melbourne in our Dog Dates segment. And
your pet's community calendar.
This is Dog Dates.
Yes, we're about 3 minutes away from 1 o'clock, and it is time to look through our doggy calendar. Alan, what's number one?
The first one's a big one. It's show your support for marriage equality and rally for the free vote. It's this Sunday, June 13th, Parliament House, Spring Street, Melbourne, hosted by Australian Marriage Equality, and it is a dog-friendly event. So you can drape yourselves in rainbow flags and head along there to show your support.
With your pooches, of course, too. So that's terrific. This Sunday, June 30th at Parliament House, Spring Street. Terrific. Now, if you're relocating overseas, or you're planning to do a big move, taking a pet overseas requires careful planning, preparation, and specialised vet care. So do not fret. Frank Sanways now is preparing pets for travel. The Frank Sanways Veterinary Clinic, which is a part of the Lost Dogs Home, now has two Australian government accredited veterinarians, Dr. Eleanor Latch and Dr. Heidi Fowl, who can help you with your furry friends get ready for their big overseas trip. If you would like to find out more information, give us a bell at the Frank Sanways Veterinary Clinic on 03 9329 2755. Of course, all proceeds at the Frank Sanways Veterinary Clinic go to help animals at the Lost Dogs Home. The other event, or
the
service,
ongoing event, the ongoing is, event. Due to the large number of magnificent cats we currently have available for adoption, we are extending our Share the Warmth campaign until June the 30th. Adoption fees for cats 6 months and older, normally $95, they're now completely free. And we've got 50% off the adoption fee for kittens 6 months and younger, although we don't have very many kittens around. So that's now down to $85. They're all desexed, microchipped, wormed, vaccinated, and vet checked, which is, you know, it cost us more than $300 to prepare these cats for adoption. So have a look at the website, dogshome.com. They're all on there, or head down this weekend.
Absolutely. Renters, please keep in mind to bring along a rental agreement showing approval to keep a cat. Otherwise, if you don't have that, just have a chat with your landlord or your real estate agent. You know, you'll find just by opening up that dialogue that it is a lot easier easier. It can be a lot easier than you might initially think. So give that a go and, do your pet license test as well. You can find a link there from dogshome.com. This has been Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9. Hope you found the program very helpful with keeping your pets happy and healthy all through winter. We will be back next week. If you do miss any of our shows, you can check out our profile page at joy.org.au/petsallowed. Alan, thanks so much for joining me all throughout the program today.
Thank you.
Thanks to Sam for producing and doing a stellar job at panelling. She's a legend. This was her first program and she's done very well, I think. This has been Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9. Catch you next week.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.